everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip. As you can see in the title of this episode, in the title, you know, that say on this episode, what's the point of talking shit about people's appearance? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Today, or talk about this episode alone. You know, what is the point? And when I say appearance, I talk about, you know, like people's weight, people's looks, judging people with facial hairs, you know, the beard, mustache, those appearances I am talking about and what I'm focusing on talking about. And, you know, I'm seeing people who make judgment regarding people's appearance, where, talking shit about people's weight because they are either overweight, underweight. Well, I should say mainly overweight, not underweight, but mainly overweight, or, you know, or because that person is fat, or they judge by people's looks, you know. They look funny, or, you know, he has a beard, you know, this or that, or the person that have a beard that he's not normal, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And you think adults would know better to talking shit about or judge people's appearance. And there are some adults are not don't know much better, especially, you know, not based on my experience, unfortunately. What is the fucking point of talking shit about people's appearance? What is the fucking point? What, for the people who criticize people's appearance, right, as, you know, about people's weight or people have looks, facial hair, what you try to accomplish? Now, I get this, and I get it that when, especially like, you know how like everyone's, when everyone was in school back in the days, and they judge people, this person is attractive. Or even when you go to the club now, or going up, this person is attractive, you know, good looking, bad looking, whatever. But I'm not talking about basically on the looks. I'm talking about in terms of, you know, people. But, you know, talking shit about people's weight or talking shit about people's having a facial hair, beard, mustache, goatee, whatever. Or people have so many tattoos and they be judging on people's how many tattoos or earrings, whatever the case is. That's what I am referring. That's what I am talking about today's episode. So, what's the answer to my question? What is the fucking point of talking, you know, judging and talking shit about people's appearance? What these adults now? Kids may say stuff about people's appearance. Kids being kids, that's what their excuse. I remember when I was a teenager, 13 or 14 year old, and there's this girl who I actually know or used to know a long time ago, since maybe first grade or second grade, maybe kindergarten, around there. And I remember this girl, and then I, you know, see her again back in middle school, maybe seventh grade, maybe eighth grade. Around there, and I remember I have some of my friends, but being no, you know, actually it was sixth or seventh grade. I take that back. It was sixth or seventh grade, not eighth grade, probably. No, I rephrase that statement. It's either seventh or eighth grade. So I apologize. So I remember either seventh or eighth grade. Me and my friends were talking shit about this girl I used to know. And I, you know, I called, you know, she's fat. And of course, she told me off. And that's fast forward, that's my excuse. Back then, I was just a teenager. I was 13 or 14 year old. That was my excuse. Yes, I was a teenager. And I looking back, I wish I didn't say that. I didn't say that, especially to a girl I used to know a long time. She did confront me because she was telling her mom or something, say that she wanted me to say it again to her because her mom told her gotta respond to me. Telling her mom about what I said to her daughter. And I know her mom, I know her family and her sister, because from back in elementary school, when I had the same class, she come, and her name is Cherry. So she come to me and say, she want me to say it to her because she got a good response. I didn't say no. I'm not saying you probably got to, because at that time, I thought she gotta tell me and get me in trouble. She said, no, I'm not gonna tell on you, not gonna tell on the teacher, or not gonna tell my, tell on you. So I'm like, no, I'm not going for it. And my friends was with me. I said, I'm not saying it. And none of my friends said it, so we didn't say it. So I don't know where she's gonna respond to me when I say it to her. Maybe she might kick my ass, but but yeah, after you get older, I feel bad, I wish I didn't say it. Whatever. But it is what it is. And I shouldn't say it. So if she ever listened to this and she remembered me, I apologize to you. And I'm gonna apologize to her if I ever see her again. I have not seen her since actually high school. My early years in high school. And so that's my excuse. I was 13 or 14 years old. What about the adults that's talking shit about people's appearance? What's their fucking excuse? Based on my fucking experience, I have my shitty ass neighbor. Now, some of the people, especially some of the people who may listen to this, especially some of the people from the PW boards, know I have no love with one of my fucking neighbor. Well, and one of the things with me and with the neighbor back in 2021, he was talking shit about my weight with my mom. Which, by the way, he knows my mom, me, and my sister for 20 plus years since I was a teenager. And for the first time, he still is probably talk shit about me, all kind of shit behind my fucking back. For the first time back in 2021, when he was talking shit about my weight, which I did hear what he say. He talking shit about my weight. You would think a fucking grown-ass man like him would know better. You would think a grown-ass adult would know fucking better talking shit about other people's appearance, about people's weight. Nope. Apparently not. Who the fuck he think he is? What his fucking excuse? See, I mentioned my excuse. At least I have some other excuse. Looking back, I wish I didn't say that to her, to that girl, back in middle school. At least I admit like a man to admit that. I can't say the same about my fucking neighbor. I can't say the same about my fucking neighbor who don't admit like a man. He's not much a man, more like a little bitch. Talking shit about my weight. What's the point of talking shit about other people's weight? It's really none of his business. I was talking to a close inner circle of mine about that. And one of my close inner circles told me, why is he checking you out in the first place? And that's a great question. Why is he checking me out? A married man who has two kids saying, he's fat, or whatever, talking shit about my weight. Who the fuck? Why is he checking me out in the fucking first place? Maybe, I don't know, who knows? Who fucking knows? What's the point in the adult talking shit, judging people's looks, judging and talking shit about people's weight, looks, or anything like that? Here's another example, another story. A certain family member don't like growing my facial hair. I have a beard. Yeah, I know you're going to probably say, what the fuck? Exactly. Even to this day right now, they don't like I grow a beard. Years ago, a certain family member, I'm not going to say who, but you stay tuned for the potential final episode come May 31st. I'll review who is it, because that episode, I do have something to say to get off my chest. But as of right now, there's a certain person once told me, yeah, shave your beard off so you can be a normal person. Exactly what you hear. You didn't hear it wrong, you hear it right. A certain person once told me a few years ago, say, want my beard shaved off so I can be a normal person. Exactly. That's how, you know how fucked up that sound? Especially a certain person that is in your blood. That's so fucked up to say. What is wrong with growing a beard anyways? What is wrong growing a mustache anyways? What is wrong growing a goatee? There's nothing fucking wrong. It doesn't matter how big or how long the beard is. Why are you judging people's looks like that? And say stupid shit like that in the fucking first place. It is bad as my shitty ass neighbor talking shit about my weight or anyone's weight for that fucking matter. I don't know if he has talked shit about other people's weight, but he sure talked shit about my weight back in 2021. Who the fuck he thinks he is? Who the fuck this person thinks is saying that I'm not normal because I have a beard? Who fucking cares what the person who have piercing in their eyebrows or have tattoos all over the place? That's their decision. They're a fucking adults. Whatever they want to make a decision to either have tattoos all over the place or have earrings or grow up facial hair. Who cares? It's really none of their fucking piss. For the people who judge and criticize people's looks or weight, that's none of their fucking damn business. But what is, why are they doing that? I have fucking no idea. Anyone know the answer to my question? Well, feel free to answer to my question. What's the fucking point for an adult judging people's fucking weight? Talking shit about people's weight. Talking shit about people's looks. Whether they're facial hair, tattoos, whatever. I used to know someone who judged people's tattoos. And that's what my tattoos. There is, and I'm not going to say who. There's one of the person who say, the person who has so many tattoos, they think it's in the gang. What the fuck? If a person who has so much tattoo doesn't mean they're in the gang, that's being like stereotyped right there. That's kind of like a discriminator right there. Get the fucking shit out of here. If someone has so many tattoos doesn't mean they're in the gang. Get the fuck out of here. Yes, I know someone that say that and judge that. That's a discrimination, if anything. What is the fucking point of that? Months ago, I remember a few months ago or so, I remember Stephen A. Smith, and everyone who listens to this should know who Stephen A. Smith is, especially if you watch sports, whether it's football, NFL, NBA, whatever. And Stephen Smith is one of the sport, especially working on ESPN. So Stephen Smith was talking in Quiz about one of the NBA players, Zion Williams. And I saw, you can look up, you can find, Google it, whether it's on Instagram or whatever, one of his shows, I believe it was ESPN Tankers or something, but it's one of his shows, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was saying, calling Zion Williams fat. He said that on national TV, calling him fat. He's fat. And I don't care how true that is, when someone who's fat, whether it's true or not, it's none of their fucking business. Whether I'm fat or not, that's none of the person's business talking, saying that. Saying, oh, he's fucking fat. Whether it's true or not, none of their business. So it's like my shitty ass fucking neighbor saying, he's fat. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's none of his fucking damn business. About people's weight in the fucking, you know? Same thing. Same thing. See how real him. And I look at the comments on Instagram, on the Steve A. Smith Instagram page. And on the field, he made, you know, when he's saying, you know, Zion Williams, you know, he was calling him out, being lazy, whatever, and they call him fat. And someone posted a comment, and one of the comments, you know, that's, you know, there are other ways. And one of the other, and the person who replied to that comment, calling that person soft. Get the fucking shit out of here. Oh, okay. If you call that person soft, because, you know, when someone respond to Steve A. Smith calling an NBA player Zion Williams fat, whether that person say that he went too far, Steve A. Smith went too far, or there are other ways, and you call that person soft, well, you have no fucking room if someone talking shit about you. For someone who say, oh, that person's soft, Zion Williams needs that, there are other ways to criticize him, and that's one thing. Criticize is one thing, but saying someone talk about people's weight is another. And if you say he's soft, they say soft. If you say that soft, like for example, if I'm complaining about my shitty ass demon talking shit about my weight and you call me soft, then you have no fucking room. No fucking room to say anything when someone's talking shit about you or saying shit about, same thing, talking shit about you. Or even your family. You got fucking no room then. Get the fucking shit out of here with that bullshit. Oh, you're soft bullshit comment. That's what I saw in that comment. On the Stephen A. Smith Instagram. And the video when he criticized Zion Williamson, who played for the New Orleans Pelicans, saying he's fat. And when one of the user posted a comment, calling out Stephen A. Smith, when someone call him, that person soft. Get that shit with that bullshit out of here. And then you don't have no, you have no fucking room, man, someone to defend yourself then. And someone judge you. Or someone talking shit about you. Or your family. So shut the fuck up. With this whole, you're soft bullshit. There are ways to criticize people, but this is not one of them. Well, what is the fucking point when you say shit about people's weight in the fucking first place? I don't care. He's an NBA player. Cool. He's an NBA player. He can pay a lot of money. There are ways to criticize someone without saying, oh, he's fat, or maybe insult people's weight, or whatever. There are better. No, Stephen A. Smith didn't insult his weight, but he sure calling him fat on national TV. A grown-ass adult calling another adult fat. That's so fucking sad. And pathetic. It's like saying, oh, you're fucking the ugliest person ever. Or, I could come up with something else too, but I would have stopped right there. But you get the fucking point. Is that what this society become now? Seriously? I mean, talking shit about people's looks? Or changing people's looks, you know, because they have too much tattoos, too much piercing, or they're overweight. Is that what this fucking become now? You would think adults should know better. Nope. Apparently not. And Stephen A. Smith should know fuck about it. But a guy who has his own show, a popular guy, I mean, there are people may look up to him. And yet he's like calling C.R. Williams fat on national TV. He should know fucking better. Shame on you, Stephen A. Smith. You wonder, you probably like, why are you talking about this on this episode anyways? Well, one, it's my podcast. Two, I fucking can. That's plain and simple. And this is Let's Talk Podcast. I can talk whether any topic I want. And this is one of them. What is the... So, anyone can answer my question. What's the point when an adult judge and talking shit about people's weight or appearance in general? By their weight or by their looks? Especially if they have facial beard, tattoos, piercing, whatever the case is. What is the fucking point of judging that? When there are bigger issues, much bigger issue that things going on in this world right now. And you are going to talk shit about people's looks? Or judging people's too many tattoos or piercing? This is as bad as judging people's waist. Or by their skin color. Which is a whole lot worse, really. Or people's weight as well. What is the fucking point of that? Oh, I can tell you, there's no fucking point, really. What you try to fucking accomplish? Oh, I can tell you, probably no, you accomplish shit. That's set fucking people's mentally rise, or put people down, whether it's the truth or not. Get the fuck shit out of here with that bullshit. If someone call me soft, well, I mean, fight, then say that straight to my fucking face. That could be fucking range. Go to a public place. We can go to a public place in front of people. And you say that straight to my face. And we can have a talk. And we'll have a long talk. I'm not fucking kidding. Like I said, at least I have an excuse when I call a girl fat, which is unacceptable. At least I am like a man, like not like my shitty-ass neighbor, who's not a fucking man. But at least I am like a man looking bad, and at least I have an excuse that I was only 13 or 14 years old. What's my neighbor's excuse? Man, talking shit about people's weight. What's Stephen A. Smith's excuse for calling C.R. Williams fat on national TV? What's this person's excuse judging people who have so many tattoos on their body and think that because that person is in the game, which is not very accurate? What's that person's excuse? Or what about the other person's excuse saying I'm not normal because I have a beard? What's that person's fucking excuse? I know this episode is short. I just want to make this episode about this appearance. So, feel free to answer my question on whether it's not from Instagram, Threads, reply to the comment, or Facebook, or even on the message board like the PW board. So, I'm going to go ahead and close this episode, wrap this up. Thank you for anyone who listened to this. You can follow me on Instagram, PWH72. Threads, I have the same user on Threads, which is PWH02 as well, just like on the Instagram. Let's Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. Give a follow, give a like. You know, I post new episodes and all that good stuff regarding Let's Talk Podcast. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcasters, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So everyone, have a good night. Have a very good night. And we are, and like I said, we are close potentially to have a final episode come May 31st. So stay tuned for that. But we may have another podcast before that, of course. Probably it's being planned, or we'll see. I don't know about guest schedule or not, but anyways, have a good night. Stay safe. And talk to you on the next time on Let's Talk Podcast.